Hello and welcome back. That was a song. I'm not going to try pronounce it. Do you want to try for us?
Nabelschnurztanz or something.
By Kenji Ariki. And that voice is one half of Beacon Bloom, because we've got the whole of Beacon Bloom in the room right now. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Good
Thank
morning.
You. Two of the collective.
Two of the collective.
We're more like a school of fish.
Right. Well, the most important two, or is that controversial to say?
No, definitely not. No. Probably the least important.
Oh, well, yeah. Good to know I can only get the least important members.
We only sing on the tracks.
That's nothing. Yeah. Anyway, you are here to talk about your new single, Spitfire, which is excellent, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a fantastic song. First of all, how are you guys? What's been happening? How is Spitfire?
Spitfire's going really well. Yeah, we're having some good listens to it. A couple of the big crew getting in on it. We're just enjoying it, enjoying the release, yeah.
Yeah, well, you have had some positive reviews from, you know, big names out there in the music world. What's that like?
Yeah, we've got this orangutan called San, and he really likes it. So we're pretty happy with that.
Cool. Yeah, good orangutan from San.
There's a few other people, and it seemed to enjoy it as well, so it's nice. It's nice to know that something we cooked up with Paige and Neil Young is doing well, that people like it.
So Snoop Dogg, he filmed himself essentially enjoying a blunt to the song.
Yeah.
I mean, he was going to enjoy the blunt anyway, I think. What was
Most
that
likely.
Like singing that?
Well, we went looking, eh? We were actually looking for something else, because the song's being played or has been played on BBC Radio 1.
Oh.
So we were looking, we Googled that, and then we found some YouTube videos of some channels that had posted it. One was called, I think, Progressive Astronaut, who did, you know, shout out to Progressive Astronaut. But we saw in the comments, someone said, Snoop blazing to this tune brought me here. So we, and then someone else was like, yeah, Snoop's Instagram post getting high to the song brought me here. And we were just like what? So we went looking through his, he posts in, like, a lot. He posts like 4 or 5 times a day.
Wow.
We went looking through all his posts, and then we stumbled across that, me and Jim in the studio, and we just watched it on the full screen, and we were just like, whoa.
What do you do with this?
Have you messaged him, being like, hey, you enjoyed our song?
He's been floating around the crew's kind of orbit for various reasons, mostly in the crypto space, but no, we haven't really reached out to him, but I think the Paige and Neil Young, the other producers on the track, might have reached
out.
But I think it was just organic. I think he was listening to David Guetta's Spotify playlist, and he was enjoying himself.
Cool.
And the songs has some interesting themes around that subject matter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
maybe it's because of that.
So you mentioned you were played on BBC Radio. So do they, like, inform you they're going to play it? How does that work?
We still don't know, actually.
Right.
We just heard that from the label, but I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah. Oh, well,
we might stumble across it.
Exciting.
Yeah.
BBC Radio. We're
pretty stoked to be on RDU. So,
yeah, I was about to say, BBC, well, it's barely bigger than RDU.
That's all right.
Like,
they're right.
Yeah. Anyway, so what was it like working with Paige and Niall Young?
They're such nice guys. Yeah. Yeah. Super talented. Really, really supportive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wholesome. It's been wholesome.
So was it kind of your first time working with them?
No, we put out an earlier track, Fading, with those guys through a different label. Yeah. Really
as
great.
Now, as someone who has no musical talent whatsoever, when it comes to, like, the creative process, is it strange working with, like, new or different people, or do you kind of just, like, are you really open and receptive to whatever comes?
It was interesting in the beginning, because I think we'd pigeonhole ourselves a bit more into, like, this electronica thing, and then through our manager we met Paige and Neil Young, and they sent over a track, and it was this progressive house stuff, and we're like, what's this? Like, I don't know, it wasn't quite what we'd been aiming at that point, but then we made some stuff with it, and was received really well, and when we play it live, people dance pretty hard to it, which is great. Mm. And so we've kind of leaned more into it since then. It's helped us find a bit more of a groove genre wise, and that's cool. It's always a challenge when you get a random track and you just have to make something on top of it. It's always a good challenge.
Do you think, like, going forward, it might influence some of your future music, or is that, like, hard to say?
Definitely. Yeah. We're well and truly in that dance realm.
Cool.
So that's something we're working on, is getting our original music on a similar sort of vein.
Yeah, we started off more of as a band vibe, like this kind of crossover electronica thing. But, yeah, finding a bit more of a groove to sit in. Yeah. It's like this melodic house, progressive house.
So, like, personally, what's, like, your go-to dance move? Is it the shopping trolley? Is it the sprinkler? What would you go for? A bit of twerking? Do you slut drop it all?
Only on the weekends.
Yeah.
I'm more of a headless chicken guy. Have you seen that?
Right, okay. Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. Like, literally a headless chicken?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's quite cool. A look. It's quite a move.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Mm. Wow. I would probably pay to see that, to be honest. And you, do you have dance moves?
I've got this, you know, the, like, aerobics pump thing.
Oh, yeah.
And our friend Nora invented this dance with her hands that goes up, I don't know, vertical hands, both sides of the head, and they go up and down like that. You can't see it on the radio, but
right,
it looks
sounds
great.
Like semi, like,
feel it though.
I'm in a box type vibes.
It's like I'm like you're rubbing a beam.
Cool.
Up and down. Or something.
Sexy. Damn.
Yeah, it's you know.
So what is we're halfway through this year, which is already terrifying in of itself.
Indeed.
But what is happening for what's on the horizon for you guys?
We've got a busy rest of the year. We've got heaps of new music coming out. Lots of projects, lots of different people.
All exciting.
Yeah, we've got music with Sonoy, a good friend Jonas up in Auckland. He's an absolute legend. We've got a song called Club Jesus coming out with him in August.
Really love the name of that.
Club
That's
Jesus.
Great.
We've all met Club Jesus.
Slammer.
Yeah, we've all
You know,
met
every
Club
festival,
Jesus.
Every gig, Club Jesus is there. hanging out, you know, long hair and tie-dye and eyes rolling around, you know,
yeah,
having a good time. Yeah, we've got a couple of tunes with a Brazilian producer called Ant Dot. We've got a tune with a British producer called Leica coming out as well, and a band, or one before both of those, a French melodic house act called Angara, who are awesome. Yeah, a lot of stuff. We've got some of our own Just Beak and Bloom stuff coming.
Cool.
More Sonoy stuff. Yeah, heaps.
Wow.
More with Paige and Neil Young.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, we've got it all pretty lined up for the next, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months.
Is like, start to finish for you guys when producing a track, would you say it's, like, quick, or is it quite a slow process? Do you go back and forth a lot?
Depends on the song, and sort of depends who we're working with. If it's just us, it tends to be a bit slower.
Yeah.
But if we're working with bloody professionals, they push us along a bit.
Yeah, we've recently been doing a lot of singing on instrumental tracks that producers are making, and so they send it over, and then we write, and we do our best to get the vocal sounding as good as we can. But that's, you know, if we're doing it ourselves, we have to write the track as well and get that mixed, and it's quite a bit more of a process. And these guys are pros. They smash out instrumentals that sound amazing in like a week, you know, or a couple of days.
Damn,
whereas it takes us weeks usually for the instrumentals.
So we're gonna play Spitfire, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But before we get to it, I heard the acoustic version as well. Was that like? Because I could be wrong, but I haven't heard like a ton of acoustic versions from you guys of anything. So what was that like doing an acoustic version? So I don't know, homely, is that the word for it?
Oh, thank you, man. It sort of takes it back to basics for us a bit, I think, because it's all getting quite electronic, but really it just comes back to it being a good song.
Yeah,
if you
can
sit there with a piano or a guitar and sing it, then it makes sense.
Well, Hey, congratulations. It's such a good song. And the stuff you guys do is so cool.
Thanks,
And it's just great to have people like you here in Otatahi as well. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having us, mate.
And right now, here is Spitfire. Yo! Enjoy it, everyone.
We'll be right back.